The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Just imagine living your life being called an untouchable and being made to feel extreme shame and rejection for merely having a disease. A disease that most people are not even aware still exists in our world today. And that disease is leprosy. Leprosy is a cruel disease that inflicts people in horrifying ways. But once you look past their sickness, you see a precious soul that needs hope and healing from Jesus. And we're trying to do just that for hundreds of leprosy patients that we're caring for through the ministry that we partner with called Embrace a Village. And we want to share with you how together we are impacting the lives of leprosy patients and their families. There is no doubt that some of what you are about to see is going to be very difficult for you to look at. But I pray that you will allow God to open your heart to watch, learn, and love the way that Jesus would like us to love these people, because they are certainly not untouchable to Him.
Jesus, making his way toward Jerusalem, entered a village between Samaria and Galilee. There he was met by 10 men with leprosy.
Problem in the leprosy is stigma. People feel that leprosy is a kind of curse, which is not actually.
They're shunned and they're put into these other colonies. That isolation, unfortunately, doesn't provide revenue or income, jobs. Poverty is repeated.
Even the kids today, they are healthy, but they're born in a leprosy family. They don't rebuild because they come from the leprosy village. They feel a rejection.
It's a very difficult cycle to break and to come out of.
They kept their distance from him, but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
So it is so important for us to stand with them and to help them, and to especially help those kids find a future outside of that colony.
When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they became clean.
Nowhere in the world are there more cases of people suffering with leprosy than right here in India. In fact, there are over 1,000 leper colonies still today in this nation, accounting for 80% of the cases worldwide. Today, we take you into the secret world of a leper colony. This colony has over 300 families just outside the city gates of Coimbatore, India, separated from the rest of society because of fear. There's so much heartbreak and loneliness, and of course the physical issues that people here are dealing with. But we are beginning to see a new ray of hope.
In the beginning, I personally had a fear that I would get leprosy. And I was asking to God whether I'm in the right place or not. And after moving with them, I really felt the need the community has. We no need to be so scared of leprosy. It is not contagious for some level, but some cases, some negative leprosy cases can be contagious when we have a close skin contact for long time.
So it has to be a prolonged contact.
Yeah, long time close skin contact. There's a chance for contagious. No need to scared of leprosy, and we still have show our love and our acceptance towards them.
Do you find that is very important, that people here need to be touched, they need to be accepted and loved as much as they need the medication?
Touching them, hugging them, it's a big meaning to them, because I would say all of them are rejected out of their family. So they made their own family in other context. And so when we are having eating with them and having chat with them, it makes them happy and they feel accepted. Because of I got leprosy and there is nobody in my family to take care of me, I was looking for some refuge and found out here there are people are helping to the leprosy community, and then I came and started living here.
We have not worked for a long time because of leprosy, and I have to go out sometimes and beg for money from the people in the streets. That's how we make a living. After coming to this village, I got an opportunity to know about the Lord. If we were in different places, I don't think we would know about God. Because we have leprosy, our children cannot mingle with other kids in the village. So they always play within this community, which is actually good. Because of the grace of God, my Rachel now has the opportunity to make her life better and secure. And I want her to be a medical doctor. I also want her to serve God in every way.
The children of the families also suffer tremendously, even though they don't have the disease, but they still carry the stigma of what's happening within the family, within the colony. But there was a particular time that you saw something that is hard to imagine that really started this entire ministry to help the children. Yes. What did you see?
And since from 2000, we were working with this leprosy community. And somewhere in 2006, myself and one of our leader, when we were in a village, leprosy village, we saw a two-year-old boy tied up like a dog under the mango tree. There was a two plate, then one plate of water and one plate of food were kept in the under the mango tree. Street dogs also comes and pick up the food from the plate. So he was just roaming around the mango tree. Then we found out that the parents are going out to the streets for begging and they don't have time to look after this young boy. Then it was really heartbreaking, and we were asking God, and is there any way that we could help this kind of children? There are so many children in the villages. Then that's how our Little Lights Children Home and our children projects started from that day. And that same month, and we got an opportunity to rent a big house, and it just automatically came to us. And then we started the children home. We picked up this boy to our children home. He was the first boy to our children projects. And now, after taking back to our home, he was a very happy child. And first time he was running around, you know, playing, because most of his life was tied up.
So hard to imagine. That's just how, treated like a dog.
Now we have that boy with us for last 6 years, and we also took his brother and his sister. Embrace Village is really supporting them, and he's doing good academically. And that's how we started the children projects.
Rachel, do you like to go to the daycare? Is that a yes? What do you do there? Playing is the most important thing. And do you have lunch there? Is the food good? Yes. And do you have Bible stories?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing that you do there?
I don't know.
Thank you. I'm welcome. You know, there are so many stories of heartbreak in our world that we love to bring you stories that have a happy ending, where God is doing wonderful things in desperate situations. That's why I want you to meet Rachel here. Rachel is a beautiful six-year-old who lives in very difficult circumstances. Her grandparents suffer from leprosy. That means that her family lives in a leprosy village. And even though she doesn't have the disease, she still suffers from the same stigma and is seen as an outcast, not welcome in the village and in the city. Her mother and her grandmother spent their days out begging, trying to raise enough money to take care of their children, and they're just not able to make it happen. In fact, they had to sell two of their children just to try to keep them alive and give them an opportunity somewhere else. That is before we were able to come in and help in this family. Rachel now is able to go to a daycare that is provided by Hand of Hope, working together with Embrace of Village. It's a wonderful ministry here in this colony that is caring for people suffering from leprosy. It's taking care of their wounds, it's giving them medical help, and most importantly, it's caring for their children and giving them new opportunities. We know that somewhere this cycle has to stop, and we're going to pray that it stops with Rachel and that she has a bright future. We thank you for allowing us to be here and to do something about this terrible situation. And we thank God for bringing the light into Rachel's eyes, the joy that she has when she's able to go to the daycare and just have fun and be a child. If you would like to make more opportunities like this for other children like Rachel, then your special gift today can make the difference. Let us hear from you right now.
For your donation of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's four-part teaching series, The Gift of Everyday Joy, plus a pack of inspirational cards for you to share with those you love. Contact us now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
What are some of the other areas that you're able to help the people in?
There are many leprosy patients and thrown out of the family and aged. There is nobody to take care of them, looking for some opportunity to spend the rest of their life. And now we have 25 people staying in our hospice, and both men and women. And some people, even when you talk to them, they said, I lost my home, I lost my family. After coming back to our hospice, they said, I found a new home, I found a new family. They're enjoying, they have a very good chat with one another. They make friends with one another, and it's their new home for them.
What has life been like for you here?
After coming back here, I really experienced strength, mentally, physically. I felt joy, and I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I also really appreciate the people who take care of me and providing my needs. I just wish them all the blessings from God.
What have you felt about the love that the people give you here and the help that they give you? What has that meant to you?
I believe that because of God's favor on me, that's why God allowed certain people in my life to take care of me. I wish them that God should bless them abundantly because of taking care of me.
Does it feel like you have a family around you now?
She loves everybody, but she has a very best friend here who lives next to her.
Friends are good to have. Friends are important. What is the importance of physically helping people with the outreaches that we're able to do?
Well, I think this is really so important, especially working in a place like India, where we really got to make sure we're not just saying what we're doing, but we are really in the heart of the needs of the people. I look at John chapter 13. Jesus, in that first verse, as he gathers his friends, says, I love these guys, and I'm going to love them to the end. The very next thing he does is wash their feet. Jesus didn't just talk about love, he practiced love. And I think that's so important as a ministry, as believers, that we proclaim and we do. And that's what I love about this ministry.
What is it that happens with leprosy that does cause people to begin to see the deformities?
Actually, it starts with the small patches in the skin, which does not have any sensation. So it's a very initial symptom of leprosy. Especially the leprosy patients which we see, they are cured leprosy patients, but they have deformities. They did not add an awareness of leprosy, and they took a very late treatment. Then finally, they have to live with the deformities.
So this is a disease that is completely curable?
Yes. And there's a therapy, and if they take an initial stage, they will be cured. And even though they are cured from leprosy, but whatever deformities they have, you know, the wound care. So they need to clean their wounds every day.
Yeah. Tell me about the shoes that you provide.
Because of the deformities, their foot shapes each has a different shape. The footwear is very important for them. Since they lost their sensation, if they walk without proper footwear, something hurts, they could not able to feel. They could not even feel pain, and the wounds get worse and worse. So we have set up a small shoemaking unit with a shoemaking technician.
Before Embrace, a village helped me with proper footwear. It was hard to walk because I cannot feel any sensation in my feet. Anything would hurt me and caused very bad ulcers on my feet.
Because of the wrong footwear, their ulcer getting worse and worse, and some people, they have to lose their legs and all, they have to amputate because of the bad ulcers. So this kind of MCR footwear, it is really meeting their ultimate need.
When the shoe technician made my footwear, he took the measurement of my feet and then chose the right leather to make the shoe comfortable. He can't use just any material, because some materials are too hard to the skin and cause more ulcers. So he studied my feet and even the ulcers on my feet so that he could make shoes according to my need.
The procedure that I follow on shoemaking, and the week, and before I make the final mold, I take them back to the same village, check whether it is fitting them correctly. Is there any correction? I'll try to do it before I make the final mold. So a lot of time we have to make a lot of correction because of the ulcer in different shapes. And then come back to my unit and make the final mold, then I deliver them after some time.
For example, today I climbed up and down the stairs. If I didn't have proper footwear, I would have fallen down because I don't have any feeling in my feet. But now I have proper footwear and I'm able to climb steps properly.
I would say that I'm valuable because I'm meeting such a wonderful need to these needy people. And many shoemaking technicians are willing to do this, but they're so scared of leprosy patients. They don't like to go near, touch their feet and make the size. They're so scared. But I don't have any fear of these people, and because the one reason, whenever I go to these villages, these people come and appreciate me for what I was doing.
In the Embrace village,
not only does Embrace a village provide shoes, they are meeting our needs like helping with Medicare, sending the sick to the hospital, and providing rice. And apart from that, they provide spiritual help like Bible studies together, prayer groups, and praying for us.
I see this as a ministry. I don't see this as a profession, because I myself could not walk out without proper footwear. And so now so many people are walking, meeting their needs because of the reason I could able to make them proper footwear. I would see this as a reward for me.
As I'm sure you are aware, there is no shortage of need in the world. Today, we're in a leper colony. That's right, leprosy is still a huge issue. And God has opened a door here for us to be able to love these people who have been completely isolated from the rest of the world. But whatever it is that God lays on your heart to do, you need to follow through and be faithful. Maybe it's doing a work like this. Maybe it's feeding children. Maybe it's providing medical care. But your gift can do those things. All you need to do is call us or go to the website right now. Your special gift today will change lives.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's 4-part teaching series, The Gift of Everyday Joy, plus a pack of inspirational cards for you to share with those you love. Contact us now. 1-800-727-9673 or go to joycemeyer.org.
In the beginning, we always start with Jesus healed the leprosy patients. We take those stories many times to connect with them, and Jesus was doing a leprosy ministry. That's how we connect with them. And so he was interested in you. Jesus was interested in your community. So you were recorded in the Bible. So his ministry was among your community. That's how we related to them. So they really loved that portion.
My name is K.J. Chandran. I'm 48 years old. I started drinking and I didn't thought about my health, and I can't stand, walk, nothing, I can't do nothing. I was totally unfit for my life, and I thought of committing suicide myself at that time.
You thought of taking your own
suicide.
Life?
Yeah, I can't walk, no one was ready to help me. So what can I do? One day I prayed, Jesus Christ, just do something for me.
How did he answer that prayer?
Came to my house and took me here. When I came here, we have people like us. We all live as one family. And whatever we want, they would be helping me all the time.
So you like to watch television?
Yeah, daily morning at 5 o'clock, we switch on the TV, and I was Joyce Meyer's programs and all, we were watching daily, and she will be telling about the how to pray God. And
has it helped you to grow spiritually?
Yeah, yes, definitely. So only I came to know about her. She's doing a very good job.
So what makes you the most happy about being here?
I would be thankful to all of the persons who helped me. Mainly I would be thankful to Jesus. I left my life to Jesus Christ. Well, I don't worry about my life.
It's been an important ministry for us for these last few years, to let people know that they're not forgotten. Because I think that's what happens. People think it's a thing of the past, that we've forgotten about it. But to be present in their lives and be able to serve them meaningfully, I think is important. And it's important to our testimony as well, to everybody else. That there's people with a heart with people, and we haven't forgotten them.
Nestled up to this small mountain range lined by palm trees is this tiny village of forgotten people. Untouchables, as the world has branded them. 300 families whose lives have been shaped by leprosy. But in this village, amazingly enough, you will find a large percentage of Christian believers, which is unheard of in this region. People who have experienced hope in one of the most hopeless places in the world, because they have seen love in action. We looked into the eyes, blinded by leprosy, of a man who, despite his disfigurement and rejection, shared more hope and faith and love than most of us. His gratitude spoke volumes. We have so much that we can learn here, and we have so much that we can give. And we're so grateful that God has given us the opportunity to be a part of these people's lives. He's giving you that opportunity today too, so please join us. You will be blessed as you bless others. All you need to do is pick up that phone and dial. We ask you to go to our website right now and make a commitment that you will pray and that you will give into these lives, sharing Christ and loving people right here, so that these people will no longer feel forgotten.
Well, Jesus ministered to people with leprosy, so let's follow his example and have mercy on those with that disease. Let's be moved with compassion for anyone who is in need, whether they need food, clean water, shelter, or medical assistance. Today, we're asking you to help us with our missions outreaches around the world. You know, God has really called all of us to go. When he said, go and preach the gospel to every nation, he meant all of us. We may go physically, or we may send teams to do some of this work, but you can go also through your giving. You can participate through your financial giving. So I'm asking you to pray about this and give your very best offering today to help us. And I believe that what you give to God will come back to you multiplied many times over. Well, today we're offering my 4-part CD series called The Gift of Everyday Joy. You know, joy is so important. It's our strength. It's something God intended us to do. Not only does He want you to have joy, He wants you to enjoy your life. And this series is intended to help you understand that that's what God wants for you. He wants you to live in His joy every day. And in order to help you spread God's joy to other people, we are including some encouragement note cards that you can use to be a blessing to others. And this CD series and note cards are being offered today for a gift of any amount to the ministry to help support our missions efforts. You can help spread the love of God to people and bring the message of Christ to millions of people around the world. At the same time, be blessed with some word that's going to really help you enjoy the life that you have. So help us help other people and let us help you with this word. We love you and we want all of God's best for you.
As I'm sure you are aware, there is no shortage of need in the world. Today, we're in a leper colony. That's right, leprosy is still a huge issue. And God has opened a door here for us to be able to love these people who have been completely isolated from the rest of the world. But whatever it is that God lays on your heart to do, you need to follow through and be faithful. Maybe it's doing a work like this. Maybe it's feeding children. Maybe it's providing medical care. But your gift can do those things. All you need to do is call us or go to the website right now. Your special gift today will change lives.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's 4-part teaching series, The Gift of Everyday Joy, plus a pack of inspirational cards for you to share with those you love. Contact us now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.